You're listening to SBS News.
Daphne Caruana Galizia was fearless. Her revelations of corruptions across government, business and law enforcement shook Malta to its foundations. But in 2017, she was silenced, murdered in a car bomb attack. Her death shocked Europe and triggered angry protests in Malta. Last week, two brothers were each sentenced to 40 years in prison after they abruptly reversed course and pleaded guilty to the murder of the anti-corruption journalist. A family campaigned tirelessly for her killers to be brought to justice, resulting in a public inquiry which concluded that the state was responsible because it created a culture of impunity. Speaking to Al Jazeera last year, after the inquiry published its findings, her son Andrew Caruana Galizia said the inquiry identified a breakdown of law and order in Malta.
The inquiry actually found this to be the case. They identified a network, a web of control that prevented state authorities from protecting my mother and from acting on her findings of corruption in the government.
However, as recently as last month, the Council of Europe's Commissioner for Human Rights had criticised the Maltese government for what it called the lack of effective results in establishing accountability. Ms. Caruana Galizia had targeted people in the then Prime Minister Joseph Muscat's inner circle, whom she accused of having offshore companies in tax havens disclosed in the Panama Papers leak. She also targeted the opposition. When she was killed, she was facing more than 40 libel suits. The two brothers who pleaded guilty to her murder, George and Alfred Di Giorgio, had initially entered not guilty pleas, but then abruptly reversed course and pleaded guilty on Friday. One of the investigative journalist's other sons, Matthew Caruana Galizia, told reporters outside the court that justice had been a long time coming.
There's no reason that it should have taken too long. 5 years is so long. 5 years is far too long. But I mean, we're happy that the homicide squad remained united, the attorney general remained united. Everyone kind of pulled together to make sure that this happens. Our legal team, the NGOs that have supported us in this fight. I mean, it's thanks to that humongous teamwork that this has been possible. But of course, these people should have never been allowed to do what they did in the first place. That's all I have to say for now.
The Di Giorgio brothers entered guilty pleas to willful homicide, causing an explosion which resulted in the death of a person, illicit possession of explosives, criminal conspiracy, promoting, constituting, organising or financing an organisation with a view to commit criminal offences, and active participation in a conspiracy. As well as the 40-year jail sentence, the two defendants were ordered to pay a fine of nearly $80,000 each from the money they received as a result of the crime, as well as court costs. The government and opposition both welcomed Friday's sentencing as a step forward, but said full justice still needed to be delivered. On Sunday, Malta marked the fifth anniversary of the attack with a church service in the village where Ms. Caruana Galizia had lived, led by Malta's archbishop. There was also a silent gathering at the site of the bombing, an evening demonstration organised by civil society organisations calling for justice, and a vigil at a makeshift memorial to her in front of Valletta's law courts. Becky Dugo, an activist with Republica civil society movement, says there's still a lot to do.
Malta is now in a terrible mess. All its systems of government hijacked. Crisis does not begin to describe it. Put simply, if Muscat and his henchmen survive this, Malta will not.
In a statement issued on Friday, the Maltese government said it was committed to a just solution.
Friday's decision is an important step forward in delivering justice for a case that represents a dark chapter in Malta's history. The government is committed to delivering full justice to the Caruana Galizia family and to the Maltese people.
Currently, there are still a number of other court cases underway in Maltese courts relating to the murder. Alan Lee, SBS News.